This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. European leaders attack big tech for banning President Trump. After the January 6th chaos at the Capitol, Twitter announced that they have issued a permanent suspension of the personal account of still President Donald J. Trump. According to Twitter Safety, they tweeted out that, after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to risk of further incitement of violence. Prior to the issued ban, Twitter removed two posts from the president, one of which was a video urging people to peacefully go home and that we have to have peace. World leaders in other nations have shown their disgust at social media companies for capitulating to the demands that President Trump be blocked and banned. German Chancellor Angela Merkel commented that the ban is a problem and that the corporations should not be messing with free speech. She believes that this is an issue that needs to be dealt with by the legislature and not a corporation. France Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire called the actions anti-speech moves. A presidential executive order issued on May 28, 2020, heralded free speech as the bedrock of American democracy. It went on to say that, "Our founding fathers protected the sacred right with the First Amendment to the Constitution. The freedom to express and debate ideas is the foundation for all of our rights as a free people." The executive order goes on to say that companies such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube wield immense, if not unprecedented, power to shape the interpretation of public events, to censor, delete, or disappear information, and to control what people see or do not see. President Trump continued in the executive order, saying, "As president, I have made clear my commitment to free and open debate on the internet. Such debate is just as important online as it is in our universities, our town halls, and our homes. It is essential to sustaining our democracy." The largest social media companies have also started purging thousands of accounts of supporters of the president and other conservatives from their platforms. This led to a large migration of users trying to find a new home online, like other free speech platforms like Telegram and Parler. Amazon Web Services has since suspended their hosting of Parler, saying that it is a pro-Trump social network, and they cited their reasons for the shutdown and bans because they claimed that users were inciting violence. Amazon's employees for climate justice demanded that Amazon deny Parler services until it removes posts inciting violence, including at the presidential inauguration. "We cannot be complicit in more bloodshed and violent attacks on our democracy." While some people are calling for more censorship, others are calling for more freedoms. One Twitter user posted, "It is despicable that Twitter is so shameless, that they are full-blown replicating the communist censorship that has doomed so many nations. My family left Cuba in 1980 and headed north to the beacon of liberty in hopes of free speech. Not even 41 years later, this dream is dead. Now is the time for Christians to pray and petition to God for our God-given liberties." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.